I will tell you, man, it's a weird time to be a comic. People ask, you know, the question I get asked the most, and I think a lot of people do, is what's it like doing comedy during cancel culture? That's made up. Anybody who's ever been canceled is now a bigger star than they were before. It's not hurting anyone's career, so don't worry about it. Any type of comedy you want to see is going to be out there somewhere for you. I will tell you, last year, somebody tried to get me in trouble for a joke I was telling. I was telling a joke where this person had an accent. And after a show, somebody was like, you can't do accents anymore. They're offensive. And I was like, you should go back to sleep. Here's the deal, man. Can accents be racist and offensive? Of course they can. They're not when I use them. Yo, I'm just trying to tell a story. And if I think the accent is important to the story, not gratuitous, but important to the story, I'm using the accent. Okay? I know what my intent is, and my intent is just to make people laugh. Let me give you the story, and then you guys tell me if you think it was offensive. I'm feeling pretty good so far. So when I was a younger guy, man, I lived in a studio apartment, you know, one room with this other guy. And so our beds were real close to each other. The bedroom is the living room is the kitchen, right? And so if you've ever lived in close quarters like that with someone before, and they were somebody who had a lot more sex than you did, there's probably a pretty good chance you had to pretend like you were asleep at least one time. And so I'm home on a Friday night, and my roommate comes in, and he's got this girl with him, gorgeous, 6 foot, super athletic. We all know her, super friendly, one of the funniest people I've ever met, truly a super successful lawyer. And they lay down in my roommate's bed. Oh, and she also happened to be deaf. Okay. Don't get ahead of me. Okay, here we go. All right. So they're in the bed behind me, right? And I can hear them kissing, just. And then I can hear clothes rustling, just. And then they start to have sex. And I just hear. And I was like, is that bed haunted? Like, what the fuck? Are they trying to find a dolphin on sonar over there? What is going on? And then it started happening faster. It was just like, And I was like, well, I gotta get out of here. I don't like this at all. This is not making me comfortable, you know? So I tried to sneak out of the bed like a gentleman, you know? And my buddy was like, hey, don't go anywhere. He goes, if you leave, she's gonna know you can hear us and she's gonna get embarrassed and she's gonna leave. And I was like, dude, don't talk to me. Sex with her. And he goes like this. He goes, she can't hear me. I was like, hey, I don't feel good. I gotta go, dude. I don't know. I don't like it. He goes, no, you gotta stick it out, man. You gotta stick it out. And I was like, oh. I said, all right, but speed it up. So I got my back to him. Guys, I got the pillow squeezed so tightly over my ears. Well, no matter how tightly I had them squeezed, every now and then, you know what would squeeze through. And I was like, nah, can't hear that ever again in my life. So I rolled back over and I go, hey man, how do we speed this up? Do you need me to blow on your asshole? Like, hey, 5 minutes a day is worth this being over. So you tell me what you need, dude. You need a couple of my knuckles? I'm in there for you, dude. Tell me where your button is. Honk, honk, I'll push that motherfucker right now. I go, what's the problem? He goes, I don't know why it's taking so long. And I was like, fucking me neither. What are we gonna do? He was like, I'm gonna see if she'll go downtown on me. Sometimes that makes things go faster. And I said, okay. So Right, their bed's behind me. And by the way, I just, all of a sudden, I can't hear her. But I can hear him. It's worse. It's quiet, and then just like a couple minutes later, because I still have the pillow over my, I just hear, by the way, remember, my back is to him. And I, you know, I'm trying not to look, you know? And I just, all I hear is, and I was like, I kind of need to know what that noise is. I wouldn't have forgiven myself if I hadn't turned and just looked once, right? And I turn, and she is going downtown on him. He's scooched up to the top of the bed, right? And he, I just see him going, ha, 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 ha. So I just lean in, and I go, dude. What the fuck is happening right now? And I'm gonna tell you what he said. I don't even need to, I didn't need to write a punchline because I knew I wouldn't beat it. This is exactly what he said to me. He goes, she's so toothy. I said, what? He goes, yeah, I keep trying to tell her to stop, but she can't hear me. I said, what are you gonna do? He goes, well, I tried to scooch out of the way, but I ran out of room. I'm at the top of the bed. I go, what's gonna happen? He goes, turn your head, you're not gonna wanna see this. Which made me go, what are you gonna do? And I turned back just in time, guys, to see him gently cup the side of her head and just go, no! And I will tell you one last thing, man. The guy who was really mad about that joke who caught me outside, he came up to me. He was so specific, too. He was like, hey, that joke, huh? I go, yeah. And he was like, you still friends with those people? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, how's she gonna like that joke? And I was like, she's never gonna hear it. And if she comes to the show, I'm gonna do the joke like this. It'll totally fuck her up. She's not gonna know what's happening. Well, this is your kid right here. How old are you, dude?
16. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
That's how he's gonna laugh. Oh,
Vancouver, make it loud for my dad! Joshua!
I'm home on a Friday night, and my roommate comes in, and he's got this girl with him, gorgeous, 6 foot, super athletic, we all know her, and they lay down in my roommate's bed. Oh, and she also happened to be deaf. I go, what's gonna happen? He goes, turn your head, you're not gonna wanna see this. Which made me go, what are you gonna do? And a woman walked in. And all she saw was a grown man shirtless holding a naked baby upside down, peeking through a stall door, going, get closer, show me your butthole. If you want me to see your butthole, you're gonna have to get closer. Now I'll tell you something, they scared me so much, guys, that to this day, I'm jumpy, man, I'm jumpy. And to this day, if you scare me, I'm gonna jazz hand 100% of the time. Not only am I gonna jazz hand, it's gonna come along with this noise. Ah! Every time. And I started to get humiliated and ashamed and embarrassed. And I turned to her, because I needed to know. I go, tell me something. What am I doing here? And she was like, are you kidding me? You humiliated yourself in front of 400 people, all on the off chance that I might have sex with you. I found that very sexy, very charming.
Do
And then I was like, I might need to rethink how I walk about this world right now.